From Washington, this is VOA. I'm Steve Karish reporting. For the first time since a deadly cholera epidemic broke out in Haiti in 2010, the UN has admitted that its peacekeeping troops played a significant role in the spread of the disease, which has killed nearly 10,000 people and infected hundreds of thousands of others. A spokesman for Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the UN needs to do much more to address the cholera epidemic in Haiti and promised a significant new set of UN actions to respond to the crisis. Thursday's announcement came 10 days after a completion of a confidential report that is said to have sharply criticized the UN's involvement in the crisis. For the first time, the Obama administration on Thursday clearly and publicly said that a cash payment of $400 million to Iran was used as leverage to ensure the release of a group of American prisoners being held there. Earlier this month, President Barack Obama denied that the payment to Iran on the same day as the hostage release was some sort of nefarious deal, pointing out that the transfer was announced earlier as part of the U.S. nuclear deal with Tehran. On Thursday, State Department spokesman John Kirby said that it would have been irresponsible not to try to maintain maximum leverage.
With concerns that Iran may renege on the prisoner release, given unnecessary delays regarding persons in Iran who could not be located, as well as, to be quite honest, mutual mistrust between Iran and the United States, we of course sought to retain maximum leverage until after American citizens were released. That was our top priority. If you're asking me, was there a connection in that regard at the end game, I'm not going to deny that.
Republican lawmakers criticized the action, saying it undermined longstanding U.S. opposition to ransom payments. From Washington.